Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Oh, geez, I'm the guy, Dave Temple. I'm the great boy. You're great.
Swim and eat.
I hate to do mantra, bro. Who recorded that swim and eat shit? Swim and eat. I hate when I be trying to be deep. I fucking hate myself. Anyway, what's going on?
No need for apologies. Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
Good word.
I'm the guy, Dave Temple. And the headphones went out, but hopefully y'all can still hear us as we introduce another episode for the Black Air Force Boys.
Black Air Force Boys.
It's been a good week.
BAFB.
I have no idea what week it is. We've been having a good time.
Yeah, man. We out here. We outside. It's all blending together now.
Yeah. That happens, though.
Yeah.
When it gets to the end of the year and it's just week after week, because you know every weekend is accounted for and then this year is over, you live it up to the fullest.
Absolutely.
I ain't gonna lie. And that's usually what I do. Around November, I start turning up, man. I've been socializing more. I enjoy hanging out with the people, but it's moving up and it does get confusing, you know?
Yeah.
So we got a great episode for you guys today, man. Returning guests, first time back on Dolo. My good
got
friend.
His own episode.
Yeah, man.
This boy top billing.
Yeah, man. Fresh off all his shit at New York Comedy Festival, man.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
Yeah. I sat in on that, you know what I mean? That was dope. And fresh off of Flatbush Misdemeanors, which you can still check those episodes out. It was dope. It was great, man. Napoleon Emile,
y'all.
What's happening, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm chilling, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
So he said, dude, I was at your show at the New York Comedy Festival.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, that was dope for me. One, because it was at Brooklyn Comedy Club where we used to do Black Ass Comedy Show. I've never watched another dope show at Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Wow.
Dead ass, like, because anytime the show that was dope was our show,
it was the Sunday show.
I would have to be working it. You know what I mean? I to get to sit back and watch somebody else rock a packed house.
And it was your show.
Yeah, felt good too.
I fucking appreciated that shit, man. Yeah. I really appreciated
something?
That shit.
They had like the thing set up in the back.
But you just did it like a tonight is my night.
No, I was just like, it's kind of like, you know, just me and my homies.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was Napoleon and friends. Yeah.
Napoleon and homies. I tried to get Napoleon and niggas, but.
Wait, and I wasn't on it? I didn't get invited?
Yo.
You didn't invite
me? That's the way to make it work. That's what draws the people in.
Wait a minute.
You are one of the homies.
Me and Dave ain't good enough to be on the show?
You and Dave are both good enough to be on the show. But it's the same with all the people that booked on. Do you know the lineup?
I didn't know the lineup.
It was like Rufat and Andre.
Guys, that's what I'm saying. It was his. That's why I appreciate it.
Okay, I got it.
Because I wasn't a part
of
it.
I keep forgetting how old I am in this game.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this was a show that I watched, not like, yo, man, I wish I could get on. Like, I was watching this show like, yo, good for these niggas, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
I would have loved to have put everybody on it, man.
It's okay, man.
No, but
the show was going long.
I'm dead ass, though. I fucking truly enjoyed because I got to see what, you know, I like to feel like we inspired some of that shit.
Yeah.
Of course, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, of course. And I'm not even saying that on no glow.
I feel like mostly everybody on my lineup had already done, including myself. Black ass.
Right. So they knew the feel of the room when it's packed to be able to rock the fucking house, you know, mix
exactly.
in crowd work, do whatever you needed to do.
Do what we need to do.
So,
it looked good in there that night. It was a Wednesday, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I truly, from the bottom of my heart, enjoy seeing that. Watching
you host
the shit. Watching you bring up, you know, these comics and control the crowd. Like, you know, they was on your pace too. You ran your race. That's why I was like, yo, I was happy to watch this shit, man. You know what I mean?
No, I appreciate really that, bro.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I mean, I feel like I see you guys every Sunday and you guys do your thing. And it's like we're different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the way you host, the way you guys host, the way I host is not like the same.
Yeah, you got that southern drawl.
But it's definitely watching everybody in their bag and their element and kind of controlling it at their pace and still making like hot for everybody to come up to like
run your race.
A ready room.
Yeah. Live your dream.
Right.
Napoleon Emile.
Yeah, man. That was dope to see you. That was dope to see you in that format, you know what I mean? And realize like, oh, this is what comedy festivals is all about.
That's what the festival is about.
Get a chance to look at motherfuckers. Yeah,
Look at motherfuckers. Yeah. See the vision that people have other than yourself.
And also it's like that whole week, man, every show is like hot. Even if the ones that are not attached to the festival, it's just because they're in New York, they're getting runoffs.
They get runoffs.
I don't understand that, people. What does it take a festival for you to come out?
People be traveling. Sometimes the people are traveling for the festival, you know what I'm saying, to check shit out, and they'll pack up the shows, and everybody who works is at the shows.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know, I'm giving a little grace, but I feel like, yeah, you're right.
People do wait. What else are they doing?
But I feel like it's like this every year. Like, the festival is like, it packs these places out, and then it kind of just blends right into the holiday season. So they're still coming out for like a time, but then after the new year, everybody's kind of like, reset, like it kind of.
But you should be seeing people during the holidays. You should be bringing your fucking family out.
Yeah,
it's you
December.
As a family.
It's December
and November
for the holidays.
And
y'all should be.
It's food month
the,
and then gift
you
month.
You know what? As a matter of fact, since we talk about motherfuckers need to come out, let's get into some plugs.
All right.
Let's do some plugs and let people know where we're going
to
be at. Where
that's
we gonna
a good
be
way
telling
to
some motherfucking jokes.
All right.
All right. We still got some dates left out here. If you can, if you're following us on all platforms, NNFA podcast on all platforms, all right, Instagram, Twitter, oh, you ain't had to worry about the music on that one. But yeah, we'll take it now. It's a rough. But yeah, pull up the social media so I can show them where to go to get tickets. Subscribe to us on the YouTube. Thank you so much again. For the subscribers are going up.
Up.
So something's working.
When it's up,
something's
then it's
working.
Up, and it's up, then it's all stuck. Right. That's Cardi B.
Closer to that 10,000. Closer to my black ass having a foster a dog.
Foster a dog. Or get a new dog.
So again, if you have a city, if we're not, well, go to the Instagram. You'll find a link in the bio for all of our link trees. Hint that there.
It's just Dave's link tree, but I'd be a part of it.
No. Well, it's a different one. See me perform live. See me perform live. Hit that one. All right. So, leftover dates. All right. This is just in Emos Theater. We had to push that back to January. Allentown, we're pushing it back to
January 28th. Because
scheduling conflict.
Wait.
Scheduling conflict.
Oh, all right.
You are recording a goddamn television show.
Oh.
So we're pushing the date back.
It's basically, it is that, but still.
La Jolla. We'll see you guys.
End of the month.
Yeah.
25th.
We did that already. I don't know. This is a pre-record, so we fucked up. Winnipeg. That's off.
That's
also
off. That we pushed that off.
All right. So the leftover dates that we got.
We're doing bad.
No.
I'm just joking.
No. Leftover dates. Phoenix, December 15th to the 18th.
Yes.
Albany, December 22nd to the 23rd.
Damn right.
And Minnesota, December 30th to the 31st. New Year's Eve.
New Year's
Come
Eve.
Come rock out with your boys. That's what you're supposed to be doing with these weekends. All right. Again,
no,
if you want to see
last
us.
Last three weekends in December. Last three? The first three?
Yeah.
The last three.
Yeah. And then
yeah,
the other
bro.
Days get pushed over. So if you want to see us in your city, inbox us, message us at No Need for Apologies.
I love to come to your city. Us come do, we do a nice 2 hour and 15 to 2.5
her.
Hour
let me
show.
Let me tell her. You high as shit.
I'm listening.
You are high.
Am I going too
he
hard?
He said I'm listening. You're listening.
I'm paying attention.
But you're talking at the same time.
You are
heckling plugs right now.
I'm sorry. I'm shutting up. Sorry.
Yo, you are a white girl heckling plug. What? I'm helping.
I'm trying to help with your skit. Your little skit.
I made it better.
I made your skit better. I'm sorry.
No, nah, but message us the city that you wanted to come to. We'll find a venue. If you know a venue, let us know the venue. We'll try to get in touch and make that shit happen, man. Napoleon, what do you got coming up? Where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
I have two sets that are out on YouTube. You can check them out. One with Don't Tell Comedy, the other one through Comedy Central Stand Up. So check those out. I would love to get some you know, get some eyes on it. Get in there, comment, even if you hate it.
For sure. Alright, cool. Thank you, man. You kill that music there. Yeah, man. Those are some pretty like alter. You was like, you did pretty well in the alt scene at first, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. How did that, how did you navigate that energy, man? Like, that was, that was that hard for you or no?
Not really. I mean, when I first like, you know, hit New York was when I was open mic, and I would just, I would kind of do that everywhere. I would go to the alt scenes and the mics in the city and the mics uptown and the mics deep in Brooklyn. Like, I would try to hit like all the scenes. So it's kind of like whenever I go around, I'm kind of like comfortable.
You go where you at.
Yeah, I'm kind of comfortable in every like, fashion. I try to be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember, I forgot about like before when you used to have like dreads and shit like that.
You did have dreads.
That was like a different time also. You
big
know
ass
what I mean?
Basquiat. That's what you were.
Yeah, were you wearing yours up?
Because, I mean, it was, it started, well, yeah, I mean, at first it was like that, but then they grew and then they eventually
so what, you
dropped.
Started off with like a little man bun kind of thing?
Nah, I never did that. I had like a high top.
Okay, okay.
And I just kind of, I was on the road for like a month and didn't get to go to a barber. And when I came back, I was just like, whatever, I'm fucking with it. And it just kind of just grew.
Isn't that weird? That's how, I feel like that's how all artists end up with some sort of wild hairstyle. When's mm-hmm. last time you had like an actual haircut?
Well, I got my beard done today. Shout out to Big Al Lower East Side, First Choice Barbers. Big Al. But nah, bro, I'm letting that just do what it does, bro. That's what that is. I'm letting them curls do
but
what
does
they
the
do.
Barber ask to do anything with
nope.
it?
Nope. He stick right, bop, bop, bop.
He don't care that, he don't care that you don't.
I'd be like, look, wild. I'm letting it grow out. Because I don't know what to do with it. I don't like it when it's short.
Yeah.
Because I have a misshapen head.
Talking about your hair or your beard?
His hair.
My hair.
Okay.
My beard, I'm pretty much just always get my beard trimmed up so I don't look like a jackass, but.
But that's how you get it, you keep it, you keep it full. You never do like the chin strap?
Never, I'm never going to chin strap any. What are you saying to me right now? Like,
no, yeah, we're not from the South, nigga.
No, man. I'm
that's
that northern
shit.
That's what, no, DMX, that's what DMX had back in the day.
Nah,
that's
those
had,
guys.
He couldn't
but
grow
they learned that shit in jail, yeah.
DMX didn't eat pussy.
Being locked up with Southern people.
DMX didn't eat pussy.
We're like, did you have the chin strap or would you get
I'm pretty sure.
Nah, bro, this is kind of all out. Is that or if I just had like the mustache, but it's mainly been this.
Yo, if you went or if you were recording and they wanted to like fill it in and color it in, would you let them?
I mean, they done it before.
My bro teased me out of that once.
What you mean?
We was doing joking off for MTV2.
Uh-huh.
And the wardrobe the barber had sprayed a little stuff in there to fill in the
Beijing.
And I looked so like your mama was like, bruh, if you go on TV like that, I'm not gonna snap on everybody else. I'm gonna snap on you the whole time. On air, I was like, yeah, take this shit out.
Wow.
Take
it out of my face
right now. Like, wow. Wash it out.
Wash it out right now.
And that's just like your homies right there. Shame you out of it.
Yep.
No, he meant it, too. I wonder what he would have said. That would have been good TV.
It would have been good TV. He was like, if you don't wash that shit out your face, I was
damn.
Like, right. I look like a jackass.
I think somebody, I had a barber that started doing that to me once. I ain't like it. I was supporting him because he had just came home from jail, and I was like,
oh,
all
he
right,
just
I'm
got into Beijing.
But he kept trying to do it to win me over.
How long does it last?
Die? That shit come out
it's
your head
not
by
even,
end of the
well,
night.
The shit that
for
he
real?
Was doing.
That's just for that day.
I used to get it for the prom. That should be all over my suit by the end of the night.
See, I'm the type to get a haircut a couple days before I need it. So if they did that to me, I'd be like, fuck. By the time I need it, I'm like, this shit already washed out.
Nah, I
it
would
stays
get my
for
hair
a while.
Did.
It's like a spray that attaches to the follicles, and it's supposed to stay there for like a few
nope.
days. But
that
like
shit goes out.
I just hated that. Yeah, like I hate when it does start to come out and it just looks weird. You know what I mean?
Does it have like lasting, like a like is your like
no.
skin stained after that?
No,
if you do
no,
it a lot for
no,
like years?
No. I don't think so. But also, it's like it make your haircut take longer. Like my barber used to do
and,
this dumb shit
and cost way more too.
No, because no? he was still doing it for the same, but he was just taking his work too seriously. Like he would hold a flyer. You know, in the hood when they pass out flyers.
And he would hold it against your head. And
he
like
would hold it to make the lines, and he would spray
mm-hmm.
so that he could get a nice sharp corner.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you're not a, you're just making a fake sharp line. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? That's fucking, what sucks.
That's street art.
Right, because...
Maybe. Yeah. You've seen them niggas do street art with you. They take a frisbee, spray around the frisbee, it's a perfect moon. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Y'all not doing nothing. And they put weird music on to make it look like it's...
Yeah, because when you give me that, when it washes out after like 2 or 3 days, it just reveals I don't have a straight hairline.
There you go.
Like my hairline is just jacked.
It's like do your real job.
You put makeup on your scalp. Right? That's what you did.
Well,
put makeup
on
your scalp.
Don't draw my hairline.
You drew it.
I think
y'all niggas went to art school. That's what that was. You can get your hair cut. You went and did arts and crafts.
Yeah,
that's what y'all did.
Sketched it like designs in a little book.
Let me put the stencil on like so I can stencil it.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
like
it.
A little dressmaker.
I mean, I feel like I see my barber do that to somebody. Not to me, but I've seen him get it done. And
okay.
I'm just like, you know, I see it and I'm like, I ain't gonna judge, but I don't want it. I don't want it.
I don't want it done to me.
I go to a Dominican barber.
Talk to him.
He does a lot. Why we can't. He does.
Bro, what if this is privilege though? Because you know you have good hairlines.
What you mean?
Some dudes, they should be going and then they want that fresh.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing. Sometimes, this is why I think I don't like it, because I feel like that's what the barber's trying to tell me on the low. Like, hey, you ain't got to draw me no motherfucking hairline, nigga. I'm fine with whatever. Like, even if it's getting back, I'll rock what I got, nigga.
You seen these wave wigs? You seen these new wave wigs out? The wave wig?
This is looking fresh.
Come on with that shit.
What?
The wave wig.
So you think that's allowed or not allowed?
Can you find wave wig?
A wave wig.
Yo, like...
Is that
wave wig?
That's when they get like the fake like waves,
over
right?
Their bald head.
I can't
and the nigga
live
glues,
like that.
He put some scalp glue on the nigga head, and then he put the wig on.
The cuss be looking fresh though. I be like, shit.
Fine, because it's fake. Yeah, of course.
Exactly. And
you got trans hair.
Why not, bro? Girls get to thrive with these BBLs. Why can't they
disgusting.
Thrive with the hairline?
BBLs are disgusting. You ever fuck a chick with a BBL?
Look at this wave wig.
I got a lap dance from a BBL.
Wave wigs. Look at that wig. That's not real.
Yeah.
It's a wave.
And see, when it.
But look how fly that dude looks.
That he look fly, but when that shit gotta come off,
yeah.
All of the mess you gotta make in the shower, fucking up your washcloths and towels and all that shit.
You know he wears like a cap in the shower, probably.
No, I'm talking when he gotta take it off.
Yeah.
That period of when you gotta redo it
when
because the shit underneath is growing and you got. That's the part where it's like, nigga, if you.
That's why they getting like the dark on the top, bald on the side, because that when it starts to grow, it just catches it.
Oh, this nigga the hair lawyer.
I know.
He the hair lawyer. Look,
I talked about this, and I told Godfrey that shit. When Godfrey cut his dreads off,
yeah.
I was like, I thought Godfrey shit was fake, bro. I thought, because if the fade, the bald fade
yeah,
was just
bootsy.
Too
it
perfect.
It was too bootsy.
It was too perfect. Even now that he cut the shit off. It's a nice, but you ain't never gonna see nothing growing on the sides, man.
He was like, I want you to get like a full Caesar. Like, we want to see the sideburns.
He used to have a Caesar.
He used to have a fro, right?
Oh, no, you talking about, why wouldn't you? Like, all right, I mean, I don't know if I would ever do the Boosie fade, because again, that shit just looks so Southern.
It's very Southern.
I feel that's what he got.
What?
Godfrey. He got like
a Boosie fade.
Yeah, he got a Boosie fade now. Yeah.
But, that shit clean. That's like Jeremy.
Right. But if that top part is fake, man, like dealing with
that shit look like
it's,
this.
It sucks to put your best foot out for strangers. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your bitch gotta see you. You know what I mean?
You in the mirror.
You at the crib looking like Joe Pesci.
You like, why
on
you
Home
mad?
Alone?
It's the real me.
You in there.
You get the real me.
Doing this shit.
Nah.
You looking at your bitch through the mirror. She back behind you. You're like, babe, so we going out tonight. Our reservation is for 8 o'clock.
Bullshit,
and you
bro.
In there.
They next to each other, bro.
Uh-uh.
You know he put a do-rag on at night.
I hate that shit, bro. That's why I always say, like, if I was to date, like, a celebrity woman, like a Nicki Minaj, that would suck. Because I don't want depressed, sad Nicki at the hotel and everybody else get this confident, built-up bitch.
That's what relationships are.
Yeah, man. She got to take off all that Crayola. She got to take off all that Crayola.
And you got to watch her, rinse all this shit off.
She got to rinse the crayons off.
Yeah. You got to be like, bitch, you cleaning that motherfucking sink, man.
That tub looked like, they had a crab boil. That's what that looked like. You got all this fucking...
Walking
Old
the bathroom
Bay
is all
at the bottom of the tub.
Looks like a water puddle rainbow in the sink. You're like,
yeah,
come clean this, please.
Yeah, that's gross.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Mm-hmm.
That is one hell of a sentence. Want to get high? really high, really super duper legally high.
Wait a minute, huh?
Well, now it's time to go to YoDelta.com, where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8.
What is that?
That is, means it's lab-tested. This ain't no cats on the street. Hey, man, smoke this. Did it fuck you up? No. It's a lab.
It's a lab.
So maybe they tested it on a monkey. Maybe they
on a rabbit. Maybe one of them rabbits with the red eyes. The rabbits with the red eyes.
Either way, they tested it. Now, here's the deal. What is Delta 8?
What is it?
It's found in hemp. And it can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
Oh, wow.
At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies. Vapes for vapes. All your getting stoned needs. I'll tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
Oh, wow.
I mean, don't be getting high and get behind the wheel.
Don't
and no
get
shit like
high
that.
And get behind that wheel.
Especially in your rental car when you're on the road.
Don't
huh?
get high and get behind that pen doing your taxes.
So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Uh-huh.
And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. Let's get into it.
Absolutely.
Yo, there's, speaking of Boosie, man, in the Boosie fade, there's a video of Lil Boosie asking Elon Musk for a favor. Have you guys?
What's the favor?
Have you seen this video?
No. What's the favor?
It's wild, man. And
I'm
I
ready.
Love the way
them niggas hang? They kick it?
This is what I love about it. Like, because you got to watch it. In his world, I don't know. I think he can tell Elon doesn't know who he is, but it is fascinating that there is a concept of Elon Musk knowing who Lil Boosie is and responding to this message.
Or researching and then responding.
Researching and then responding, probably. Or you having one of his goons research.
Yeah, T, let me know when you got the video.
Do we know him? Huh? Should I answer?
What do we think about Boosie?
Right. But
all right.
Okay.
It's a good shirt he has on.
Elon Musk, I'm trying to see if you can let me use your rockets or something at SpaceX to shoot my Rocket Man video. We was just all discussing down there, and I was like, Elon Musk real, he'll do it. So I'm trying, man. So Elon Musk, if you can help me with the Rocket Man video.
Like, we ain't got to take off, but, you
help
know.
Me get a scenery good for it, or whatever you can do to help. They say you got rockets.
Bro, he's sincere right now, man.
The sincerity is pouring out of him.
And his staff to
yo.
Try to help us out.
Yo, Boosie is the fucking man, bro.
He's like, if you can find it in
your heart.
Closed
mouths don't get fed.
Yeah.
Closed mouths don't get fed. You ask for rockets, you ask rockets.
Let me hold a missile real quick.
Now, let me tell you.
Find it in your heart.
Till you run that video back, start it over, but I'm pause it when you get to that. But I want you to understand what's happening here. Because like you said, he's very sincere.
Yeah.
He's very sincere. And what this is like a little kid being told to ask.
Yeah.
He don't want to ask. And it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, you can tell he kind of embarrassed the way he rubbed his head.
But he's doing it on his
And I know what this is.
Okay.
This is his.
Because he probably don't have his number.
His woman told him, do it. Because, like you said, closed mouths don't get fed. Your bitch is always going to believe in you more than you're going to believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
And the minute that you sitting in, man, I don't know how to make this rocket video, which you know that's how Boosie be acting. He probably be running around the house. And so she was, nigga, well, why don't you hit up Elon Musk then, nigga? You know what I mean? Like, she done probably had to get to this nigga and be like, nigga, you Boosie, nigga. Go and make one of them videos. You make a video for every goddamn thing else, nigga.
And probably do it like that, because if he called him, then he could just say no, versus if he did that, he has to respond publicly and be like, nah.
And Elon be responding to shit, apparently. Like, when we get a sec, pull his Twitter up, because Elon, I can't tell whether this shit is real or not or whether Twitter is fucked up with the verification shit, but Elon be going at niggas. I'm like, where does he find the fucking time?
He's like the game on Twitter.
Yeah. It's wild.
He's the game on Twitter.
Play the Boosie game. Video one more time so you can see, like, the look around, like, the, you know, because he looked like he's asking, can we spend the night? He got, can we spend the night energy?
The night is the worst.
Look at it. Can't even look.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if you can let me use your rocket.
She probably sitting right next to him.
Some of that SpaceX. to shoot my Rocket Man video.
Do it again. This probably ain't even his first attempt.
We was just all discussing down there.
We were just all discussing down there. Who the fuck is we?
I'm trying, man.
I'm trying.
You know, Muzz, if you can help me with
she
the
got
Rocket
a gun
Man
to his
video.
Lap.
Help me get a scenery good for it.
The scenery.
You can do to help.
Scenery?
They said you got rockets.
So they said you got rockets.
The number on this drive for Elon Musk and his staff.
And his staff.
Rocket Man video they can... on the way.
Are you want to say that?
Are prop rockets too expensive?
I mean, his woman probably told him, like, before even thinking about it, just, like, hit up Elon Musk. Like, and she'd be right to tell him that. Because this nigga be going off on Twitter about everything else.
Yeah, so why not do something resourceful, nigga? You want rockets, so go to the Rocket Man for real, bitch-ass Bootsy.
So does he probably- He just want to film his video where his shit is at them.
Yeah,
like, right?
So whatever he probably he just want the get, rockets in the background.
Whatever
yeah.
he could get, yeah.
The scenery.
He trying to make a baller-ass video, you know what I mean?
And not get sued for having him in the background, probably.
Huh?
And not get sued for having him in the background.
Well,
you
I mean...
He's going to roll up to Elon Musk's house yeah. and...
Well, he could do it from outside. You I know mean, what I'm saying? But and, they visible.
And Boosie got to do something different. I mean, everybody... What luxury car has not been rented and put in a video so far? You know what Absolutely. I mean?
Well, how big is this rocket? Like, this is not something they're going to transfer
That's
somewhere.
What he like, whatever you can give me.
Whatever you can give me. One of your
What's
prototypes.
The various sizes of his rockets?
He whatever. Might have a couple, like, scrappers
they
in
said,
there.
They
a little joke, a little joke rockets?
They said you got rockets.
They said down there, we was talking down there, I had a meeting with my constituents, and we was like, yo, hit up Elon for rockets, because, you know, we need a good
Did you hit at one point where he was like, they say you're a real nigga?
They say he got the right, he a real nigga, man.
It's like when your neighbor got a
That's
pool.
That's what they say.
Right. Like, hey, it's going to be like 90 tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, this would be legendary, though, because remember to keep the heads ringing?
Yeah.
They had a plane in that ding, one. You know what ding, I mean? They were like, yo, you ain't gonna bleed this.
I feel like that's Ring way ding, more ding, like ding, accessible ding, for them. Like getting a plane.
But Chris Tucker was like a
It's already been
it.
Done though. So now you got it. Like there was flexing that was going on in the videos back
didn't
then.
Didn't Jay-Z have a rocket in his video?
Jay-Z didn't have a rocket, but Jay-Z had one of the illest things that I to this day.
What's that?
He had for the Dear President's music video. Him and Dame, they landed in a helicopter, got out of the helicopter on the helipad, and got into a Lexus and drove away. Yeah. So, and that was the intro of the video. You know what I mean? So it's like, nigga, like, we're clearly flying helipad private. You know what I mean? Like, and we're not taking pictures in front of the helicopter. You just watched us land, get out the bitch.
Yeah, gas is being used.
Right. And... This ain't a rental car. Like, we can get in this one and drive away. You know, back in the day, everybody just had cars parked on an angle, and they just be dancing in front of them. So it was easy to
get
stunt.
Them in and out, yeah.
Right.
Nah, they showed you.
This was a level of subliminally, like, nigga, we been past that. You know, and that, Dear Presidents, ooh, that's 96, 97.
And what Jay say? I had a grill in 88.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas is late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was a self-produced video.
He
like
was,
it wasn't
was,
a good quality
he was like
video.
10 years before that was a thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's well, a lot of those Wu-Tang cats and like Lost
Jay
Boys.
Jay got a lot of
like
them
fronts.
Lines where he'd be like, "I was doing already." He was doing this.
Look
before,
behind man. You. I'm about to pass you twice.
Twice, yeah, that shit. Yeah.
But what about didn't Young Thug have that song Rocket Man with the Elton John sample?
Sure.
Was there a video? Okay. Did they have a rocket in it?
I don't know. Can you pull up
Rocket videos?
Young Thug videos
with rockets in it?
It's called Rocket Man?
Yeah, right.
Young Thug Rocket Man. Shout out to Young Thug.
Shout out to Thug. He's gonna do his time.
Is he?
He's still in there. I heard there's like somebody trying to keep him in there. I feel bad.
Of course, though. They all trying to keep him in there.
Why are they trying to keep him in there? How bad is he? Like, is he really bad? He don't seem that bad.
He's an artist.
Friend. That's my best friend. Best friend?
That was about a gun, though.
Oh, shit.
It was just a weird presentation.
She don't flee.
We like, this guy likes
chicks. Yeah! That's what he sound like.
I gonna skeet all in a nigga can catch it. Like, he says that.
Or maybe he calls guys and girls nigga.
Yeah, whatever. What you got there?
Is this the video?
Is that a rocket?
Like no,
like a Rolls. That like a Bentley.
That's just high.
Now, see, that was always that a level of flexing too, throwing champagne on a car.
I mean, that is Young Thug.
Okay.
Maybe it was just a Rocket Man sample, but maybe just a different name.
Yeah.
My favorite Young Thug video of all time is that Wyclef Jean video, the one that he didn't show up to. So the director just had to like piece together what he was able to shoot. And he just forewarned it with a story of
he
like
had to edit it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that before.
Yeah, like Young Thug had showed up like hours late and then never got out of the car and then just drove away.
For his own video?
Yeah. And like, so they were just like, okay, here's what we have. And they just turned it in and still made the video. Like, I don't know whether that's real or not, but that's the way the video came out. And I loved it. It just showed like a level of irresponsibility that I just thought was amazing. Because I always wanted to have that kind of carefree attitude to be like, yeah, nigga, I'm 6 hours late. So what?
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because I know people got shit to do.
I mean,
I'll be thinking about the staff.
I would never do that, but
good God,
that's amazing to like not even acknowledge that.
Yeah, man.
You want a different planet doing when you doing that.
Yeah, that's wild. I just can't pull myself to be that much of a dickhole.
Yeah.
Six hours late.
A lot of you guys, they get like rich, they become millionaires like super young. So it's like they go from being like somebody child to like rich.
But at the same token,
and everybody kind of being like, yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah, but at the same token, what's wrong with us that we'll let like a 23-year-old millionaire disrespect us like that? You know what I mean? Like what's the longest you've ever waited for somebody? Like, especially like, yeah, for any reason.
An hour.
An hour? Okay.
Waited like out of place?
Or that you didn't just go, fuck this, I'm leaving.
I don't know. I remember I used to get mad at that. I won't get mad anymore. I just order breakfast and just when the girl pull up.
Probably like in, what's the longest or the last time?
Either or. Because I'm just saying, like, what is your limit? Like, how important does a person have to be for you to accept that kind of tardiness? Well, like, all right, like, if you go to the doctor, right?
Okay.
How long before you be like, yo, fuck this. I'm not seeing him.
Oh, well, you know what? I waited a long time to get stitches one time, so I feel like...
Well, that's different, because you was in a need. You were bleeding.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice for that. But if you go in for, like, a checkup, and your appointment was at 4...
And this motherfucker don't see you till 4:46.
Right. Like, how long before you get up and be like, hey, nigga, like, the fuck? Don't disrespect me like that.
You know, I don't. I just wait. I'll start playing games on my phone. I'll fill the time.
Yeah, man. He's real patient, this guy.
I'll start
he
posting
He works
shit.
On a different frequency.
Yeah,
that's why everybody
man.
Love him.
Nah, but like, I mean, I've had that happen at like auditions like before the pandemic. Just been sitting there like, oh, he's be here by, you know, X time, and I'm just like waiting, and it's like, you know, that's regular.
Huh. Same thing with you?
I don't like that waiting shit no more. I get up out of there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my, you know, my patience is razor thin now.
Thought they do that on Zoom too. They'd be like, we're gonna let you in a second. I'd be like, wait.
I go off and start watching our cartoons again.
I'll start rolling up. Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
Because I'll be like,
I mean, smoking has helped with that. Smoking has definitely helped me with that. Like, I remember smoking and World Star. Like, because when you gonna be a customer service, you gotta be a whole wall, nigga. There's nothing better than rolling a joint and watching people.
Hey, I put it on speaker.
Yeah.
But mute.
Yeah.
So I can hear it. I can hear the weight, sound of music, whatever playing, and then I can just do whatever.
Hmm.
I waited almost hour and a half the other day for my doctor.
Yeah, that's disrespect. What'd you say? Did you tell him?
No, I didn't even tell him. I got so caught up in the conversation, I didn't even tell him. But yeah, my appointment was for 9:30, and she didn't see me until like 10:30-ish, 10:40-ish.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on it. Like, the last time I've lost my cool, and I told you about this on the podcast when I was in that hotel in Virginia. And it was just, I was agitated from the train ride, and then they didn't have a room for me, and they was waiting around, and they tried to tell me I couldn't check in until later, and I was just, like, frustrated. So I just took it out on the
fancy little bathroom.
What's that mean?
Did a paint job in there?
Good shit in there? Or
not shit, but I just peed all over the place. Like an animal. Okay. Not proud of it. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
And you know what? Those dudes that did that to you, they wasn't even the one that cleaned that up.
Yeah, that's why. That's what's so fascinating, how destructive behavior. You realize all you do is just add more destructive energy into the world.
Because you don't even know those guys. What you got to do is you got to watch them, see what cars they get in. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, won't be having that kind of time. Won't be having that kind of time.
Yeah. I remember I was in a rush once, and I was upset at the Uber driver until she did the realest woman shit I've ever seen. Like, she was driving off funny on the road, and then all of a sudden she just pulled over. She had to pee, man. And to watch a female piss in front of a stranger, I tipped her extra. I'm telling you about that.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know about you, but I'm so sorry. I got to piss. And I watched a woman, just a stranger.
You didn't turn away?
No, I the way she was, she opened the door and squatted so I could just hear it. My God, she really had to pee. I was like, it sounded like
you the levees like broke.
Cause you realize,
it's not that I liked it.
You like that shit?
I just like that she had to do it. And I'm like, she really didn't give a fuck. She's like, look, man, I'm gonna piss on the car if I don't take this piss on the side of the road right now. I was like, oh, do you think?
Yeah.
And she washed her hands and she poured it out. She was so apologetic. I was like, well, miss, it is a bodily function, and I'm kind of glad that you didn't piss on yourself. So you just having to take the time to squat on the side of the highway, I tipped her more.
Yeah. Was it daytime?
It was daytime. Everybody saw that shit.
Dude, watching girls squat and
so the tipping more was like, oh, you had to go through this thing, not like, hey, I owe you this.
No, because during the day, you squat to pee, and she could tell she was relieved. She was making noise the whole time.
Oh, man. Derek was bricked up back there.
I was like, she must have had a lot up in her.
What do y'all think about that? Is it cute? You like it?
No.
What, like moaning?
Watching a girl squat and pee outside.
I mean, not really. Vulnerable. I mean, I've seen it before, so it's not like I don't react to it. Like,
yeah.
I've been out with like girls who like, we're like, I mean, this city is not really like forgiving to people that have to go to bathrooms. Everywhere. They're like, you got to buy something. You got to like, you know what I'm saying? Especially
a lot of people piss in the streets, man.
Yeah,
it's just they're not all that graceful. Girls, they struggle with the squatting and the pants around.
Because it splatters. It goes everywhere. Well, they ain't got no tube.
I mean, the idea is, you know, maybe hopefully have on a skirt. That's easy, I guess, to, like, cover up as much as you can. But, yeah, they got to piss.
They got to piss, bro. But she squatted.
T, what do you think about dudes peeing in the street? Is that hot or no?
It's not hot. I'm actually jealous.
Most girls are.
I'm jealous because I want to be able to pee everywhere or anywhere.
Yeah. T won't use the lady funnel.
I won't use the lady funnel because what am I going to clean it up with after I pee?
Soap and water.
Keep some napkins on you.
Where am I going to carry this soap and water
in the sink.
With me?
She's the funnel. Scared to put the funnel back in.
You're going
to
have a piss funnel in your bag.
Nah.
Yeah, you're going to have a piss funnel in your bag.
I'll pee on my sneakers before I fucking use the
water. What if you
might as well piss in your bag. Squat over your bag for all that.
Get a plastic bag from the grocery store.
Yo, sometimes.
It up.
That's a lot.
Sometimes I don't know whether this is a getting old thing or just I'm a fuck up, but like sometimes if I pee in public, I put it away too fast.
And pissing yourself a little bit?
Yeah, like now it's just pee running down my legs and
that
stuff. And just
got
like,
your droplets on the front of your drawers.
You feel that? You feel that wetness?
Yeah.
And then it get cold. And then don't let the wind blow up your pants.
Right.
And you feel that cold dry. Oh.
But you're like, what was the
tip
point?
Tip your dick icicle now.
But outside of that, do you like pissing outside?
Oh, I can't stop.
I love it.
It is the most.
That's the clutch thing.
It's the last primitive thing I have left in me.
When there's a long line at the bathroom, go right outside around the corner, piss outside.
Especially when you find a spot that ain't got no splashback and you don't get no piss on your sneakers.
See,
or not
that.
A lot of lights on the street.
I can't do that. I have a vagina.
So it's dark. Yeah.
Hey.
Splashback everywhere I go.
You splashback all that yellow on your white Air Force
you gotta,
ones.
You
got to do it
does.
Over a sewer. That's
yeah. An open manhole.
yeah, no splashback.
But you
hate the splashback.
You know what? You
got to do it in the grass, maybe.
Kicks. Fuck up a pair of good suede blazers.
Hey,
yes,
man.
We will.
If you're wearing your black Air Force Ones, you ain't got to worry about that.
That's right.
Yes, I do. They're still going to splash.
Speaking of wet wipes. I saw a homeless person sleep on Delancey today in a pair of white Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
Were they clean?
And they were clean.
Dog, I saw it.
Tiana was like, people, if he had Black Air Force One, this motherfucker would have built a house.
I watched a dude with Supreme on begging out on McDougal like 2 years ago. He had like a jacket on. I wonder, was you, maybe you wasn't with me, but I thought you was, but dude had like the jacket, and he had like Air Maxes on. Like, I was like,
maybe he got it from Cypher. He's always giving his clothes away.
That would make sense, actually.
Singer dressed like Cyber Sounds.
That's not a good look, because it fucks with people. Because when you give, like, all right, and I get it, you're doing a good thing by giving a homeless dude sneakers.
These old G.
No, but a lot of the churches do. A lot of people donate their stuff to churches. Nice stuff.
And then you're less inclined to give to them because this nigga got on fresh sneakers.
Yeah.
This nigga got on fresh. Nigga, you got on Jordans, right?
Like, and got on Bapes.
So stop giving the homeless people fly shit. Just give them what they really want.
Just a little fly.
Heroin.
That's it.
Just give them heroin.
Just get them
on up out of here.
Heroin. Get them to their next nap.
Then they won't have one shoes if they ask for money.
They want to take naps in the street.
It's
they
a
need
weird
heroin.
Dichotomy, man. You can't give a homeless dude Supreme and think
no,
you're looking out.
Absolutely not.
Give him heroin.
Supreme.
Give him heroin instead.
Yeah, give him a tie-off. Give him a nice rubber tie-off.
And that's the thing. That homeless guy don't even realize the shit he got. He could probably just give it somebody else, get some bread or heroin.
That requires some thoughts and some smarts, man.
A lot of times they be having
I realize
cell phones.
That when people always tell me I'm a genius, that I used to take the Jordans that you would give me and sell them. Because Derek is a very charitable guy. Derek would wear sneakers for like 6 to 8 weeks.
And then give them
and
away.
And then be like, here, you want these? And I'm like, well.
Good soul, bro.
Yeah, but I'm like, I can't just show up all of a sudden with Jordans on out of nowhere.
Why not? Right. Why not?
Because now you just look like a homeless person with Jordans.
That's in here, dog.
No.
That's in here.
I did the right thing. Everybody, I sold them and I paid right that thing. Motherfucking mortgage
right,
when
bro.
I couldn't
don't
afford that mortgage.
That. Hell
no right. no need for apologies.
As long as I helped.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah, you
as
helped me.
As long as I helped.
And I helped. It's like I built
and
equity.
And I helped.
Hold on, say it again. I built equity.
And I helped. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I was doing a hamburger helper bit.
Oh, yeah. I helped.
Do you
all I want to do is help. Huh?
Do you remember those commercials?
I remember those commercials.
That. Hamburger helper,
it's
really?
Hamburger
I don't
helper.
Remember the equity
and, like,
one.
And I helped.
No, not equity. I was saying equity because I built equity by paying a mortgage. Oh. But, like, a hamburger helper. I made such and such.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid is like, I helped.
And I helped. Yes, I'm the kid.
No.
I don't want to be the nigga. Listen. I'm glad that you sold the shoes and got some shit paid off, because I'm Derek Gaines and I'm reckless. Here you go.
If you can keep a secret, I use
thank you,
shake and bake now.
You do?
Well, sure.
Oh, shake and bake.
First we shake, then
shake
we bake.
Shake and bake is the shit, bro.
Mother, why isn't my fried chicken as crispy and juicy?
It looked good in the commercial.
Grandma didn't fry.
But it's crispy like fried.
Can I tell? It's shake and bake, and I help.
Yep.
Coding mix.
I'm a shake and bake.
Wow, that was some country shit right there.
Yo,
that makes your joke
now.
About the Popeyes realize, oh, Popeyes is just marketing to the South.
Yeah.
Because that was a Southern.
Well, it's Louisiana Popeyes.
But did you hear the twang in these motherfuckers?
Yeah.
And I like my chicken juicy.
They were definitely.
I'm taking
they
your
were Dixie.
Recipe.
Yeah, man.
It
holy
was definitely
shit.
Dixie.
Your first field hand and that house girl
how
you
do
got.
You, how do you deal with that? Like, did you still come across a lot of Dixie people like that when you were growing up in North Carolina? Like, I mean, because you're a big
yeah,
black...
man. I mean, because I'm from a major city, but you know, we went outside of that city all the time, and like, you know, whether it was like sports games or shit or just trips,
yeah.
So we being like, you know, the fucking.
I'm sorry, there's a look
the woods
that came to me because you just said a very key phrase, like fucking Pee Wee's Playhouse.
What's that?
She just said he said sports games, which is. Tiana's not good at sports. Tiana actually produces a major sports show and knows nothing about sports Amazon
Love
Prime.
That.
Wow.
But she calls them sports games.
Sports games.
Yeah, that's how she, like, it's the epitome of a
It's better
girl.
Than saying sports show.
Well, a sports show is a thing. A sports game is not a thing.
So you don't say it. She don't say
I
the
understand
game.
Why you said it, but she just got very excited because you just validated the fucking existence of this phrase.
Sports game.
He calls them sports games. Like, that's what
I'm
going to hear.
I think
like.
That is very telling, because if she don't know about it and she calls it sports game, then it's like, this is definitely a show about somebody talking about sports who don't know about
sports games.
Sports game.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sports game? That's redundant.
sports is a game. So it's just like, it's you saying game twice.
You don't remember that commercial with like the dude's like sports, grandma? Sports. She's like, oh, football, this is my favorite show.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah. A TV program.
My bad. So
football,
you guys would
my
travel.
Favorite program.
You guys travel out of the city for sports games.
You know, I'm not, you know what? Sometimes we had to go that far out the city, bro. It was there.
Yeah.
Charlotte's a fast growing city, and you know, it wasn't always like that. Like, especially when I was born, it was, you know, the '80s, nineties, it was different. But like,
I'm not gonna lie to you. Nothing scares me more than like a stark white woman, like very thin blonde hair, like right to the scalp.
Stark
you can see it, and then that southern twang.
Like a stark white.
That southern twang with the I can see right through your hair to your scalp.
Wow.
Makes me very uncomfortable, man.
Down like, on the front lawn, Jesus, take the wheel.
I don't know why. I mean, because here's the thing. I've never even seen like the adult version of that. I've only seen like the kids.
We don't serve no nigga pies here.
Jesus.
No nigga pies here. That's the nigga no nigga
pie. But it's like with the sweet little girl voice. Ain't no nigga pie here. And it's like, wow, they're teaching you that. You know? like remember
the,
Jenny?
Like the but, kids like, in Forrest Gump? Like,
yeah,
can't
exactly.
sit here.
Those kids were.
You know they were racist.
Take me far, far away from here.
Dear
Please
Lord,
God.
Make me a bird so I can fly far.
And that was so funny.
Make me a bird.
Because even with no black dudes far. Around, they would just bully the autistic.
But if a black kid was around, you know that he could have just, you know, pushed that off onto him.
But that is the one thing that Forrest Gump did show, that those guys, I mean, they were more ignorant than they were racist. They were going to bully anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody was going to get
those
it.
Those braces on them legs is black enough.
And them
their braces is black enough
and
for us.
And that nigga turned out to
chase
have
this nigga,
nigga
throw rocks at his can't get right head.
I know. Damn. How do you?
How you going to throw rocks
how do
at
you
the head
come
a nigga
home,
that's already slow?
How do you come home and sit down and have your shake and bake dinner, right? And they be like, Marty, what were you doing today? Oh, throwing rocks at a retard.
Like, you don't say that when you get home. I was school good, Mom.
They was in a truck on bikes just tossing rocks at
yeah, because
they
never grew out of it. They never grew out of it.
That's terrible, bro. They're just born
small town
and raised.
They used to call those guys what the LD, local dummies.
No.
People just bully the slower
LD,
kid.
The local dummy.
That's how they did it back in the day, I guess.
Well, we do
before
it,
my time.
We do it with our animals, man. I saw
you bully your
video.
Animals?
Absolutely, man. I can't remember when we saw that one video on TikTok where they was fucking with the cat. Tick, he put up this video, cats and TikTok.
Oh, they always doing shit with their dogs and cats in the videos.
They don't like this shit.
Nah.
Like, yo, stop getting your animals involved in your TikToks. They don't want to be in that shit. Stop dressing your animals up for Halloween.
Stop manipulating them for fucking likes.
And posting them on social media. Like, they don't want to be there. They don't want to do that.
They don't.
They're like, I'm going to blindfold my dog.
Look at these poor fucking cats.
They're gonna go crazy.
Somebody's doing that though.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You think the cat is doing that?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Somebody's doing that to them.
You think the cats?
No, I never thought the cats were doing it, but I'm
somebody's
saying.
Somebody's doing that to the cats. You're goddamn like, right they're doing that to the
cats. Of course.
Cat.
But I'm like, what does that hurt the cat though?
What
nigga,
do you mean?
It curses pride, nigga. He don't.
They're not like tricking them. They're not tricking them into clapping.
They descendants
they're just like
of jaguars and lions.
What the fuck you think the cat was doing before they decided they wanted to make
chilling?
TikTok?
Yeah, sitting on the fucking.
Being a cat, cats are shitty though. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because of shit like this. That's why cats don't respect
play
us.
That shit one more time.
They've been not respecting us though,
huh? Because we've been doing this shit to them for
I got a
very,
scratch right now on my
very long
cat.
Time. I'm playing it again. Fucking cat. I mean, they don't even look enthused.
And what is happening?
And 7.6 million views.
Why does this video get that many views, though?
Because, you know what?
6 million.
Because we hate animals. That's why. And we like to see them suffer, but disguise it as fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're a sick fucking bunch.
No cats are probably going weird because of the flashing lights. All kinds
okay,
of shit.
Now I'm.
You think those cats are
like
traumatized?
Napoleon. Now you like Napoleon? Nigga, that's a filter that makes the shit.
Oh, okay.
I don't even be on TikTok, and I know that.
Is that a filter? I thought that could have been the house.
thought they really had a whole production going with the motherfuckers.
Well, that's the funny thing, because remember when we watched that other video where the black people was doing it?
Yeah.
And they didn't have it. They was just with their camera phones. When? Oh, fuck. We can't. There's no way we'll find that in time. That's an old video, but that shit that was funny ridiculous. Too. Yeah, but that was black people didn't know there was a filter that they could do all that shit.
Oh, it's something we could do on the phone? Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, okay. You thought there was a ring light in the background just going off?
That could be
happening.
Definitely spotted. Wait, there's someone doing it to those cats, which it was two people.
Wait.
Two people doing it to those cats, and you know what was so sad about it? The phone was on the floor. You know why? Because there wasn't a third person. Those two people don't have another friend.
Or a tripod. They didn't have a tripod. They had two cats, though. Could have got a tripod, but they didn't.
But they got 7.6 million likes.
Million views.
I bet you it didn't add a third friend to that circle.
7.6 million likes. That means
when you make a video of just your animals, not your face, what does 7.6 million likes do for you?
I don't know.
I guess it buys some kibble. I guess it buys a lot of Chewy.com.
I guess they got to pay the account.
Huh?
They got to pay the account holder?
Well, I mean, that's what they're making all this content for, so that
the
they can get
paid. The cat ain't getting shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so the like, owner's getting all that.
I'm thinking about it as like somebody who gets on stage. I'm like, yo, if I get a video that does 7.6 million, I'm like, oh, that's good for me. I get to get on stage. I'm like, these people just like regular people playing with their pets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that do for them?
I don't know, man. I guess it's the same as like those people that, you know, hang themselves from hooks.
Dak.
You know, the people that just be like, they'll put a ball gag themselves and then stretch their skin out and they be like, what are you doing? And then they just get up and just go to work on Monday. Like,
put holes in their body.
What'd you do this weekend?
Bleeding through their shirt. Bleeding through their shirt and their suit. Yeah, I just hung myself up like a
somebody
doll.
Somebody pass him on the back at the water cooler.
You ever see that movie, The Cell?
Yeah.
Yeah, they was hung up.
Ugh.
He was hanging chicks up like
dogs. Or like, what was that movie what's his name? When he played the guy in Africa. It was like Last King of Scotland.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker, but they did that to Kerry Washington. Like, they had like the hooks.
Then they cut her, and then they re-sewn her. They sewed her back together. Like,
it
you
was
know
some
what
wild
to...
shit, bro. That
nah,
shit
that's why that's what that is. Yeah, but nah. Dang. I know what you're talking about. This is what they did. Ready for this?
I can't even look at this.
You got that twisted. This is what they did in Last King of Scotland. This is what they did to Kerry Washington. She cheated on Idi Amin with James McAvoy's
with
character.
Professor X.
This nigga took her arms and legs off and sold them reverse. So he sold her legs back where her arms supposed to be and sold her arms back where her legs supposed to be. That shit was crazy.
This was a movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit was wild.
Oh, fuck. Where the
shit
fuck
was wild.
What year like, did twisted. This come out?
This is like 2007.
Last King of Scotland.
I know
where I was at. Forrest Whitaker got the Oscar.
There's so many years.
He's like,
of
I know
shit.
Where I was at.
Yeah, there's so many years of shit that's just missing. And I'm like, there's so many movies and TV shows that I just never saw and never got into. And then it'll be like, what year did. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you never heard. Like, you're like, I didn't know Russell Simmons had a show.
Well, that name.
Well, not Russell
movie,
Simmons. What's his brother?
I remember the existence. Run? I remember the existence of
Run's
a movie.
Run's House, yeah. You seen that?
I saw like one or two episodes. I hated that show. I didn't like what I saw. But I didn't give it a chance. It was just, I saw like the kids, they were like, ugh.
I was like sort of on that show.
What you mean?
What?
I did the music video for his son. I Diggy? Did his son, no, the older son. He was a rapper too.
Oh, he didn't make
Oh, Junior, JoJo, right?
Hold on, wait,
JoJo
say this again? Say this again?
Diggy.
I was in a music video with JoJo Simmons, mm-hmm. and they played the video at the end of a Run's House episode. So I was sort of kind of on MTV when I was 19.
What's the music video?
Don't worry about it.
What you mean, don't worry about
Uh-oh.
It?
No, it's called Jake.
Hey, can you pull it up?
Pull it up. Let's see
ain't nobody watching this shit.
Huh?
Yeah, ain't nobody else watching this show.
JoJo Simmons?
Yeah, let's watch.
Yeah, shit. What year was this? I don't know.
Oh, that's torture. Make her pull up the thing.
She brought it up. What you
she
mean?
She brought it up. Why was
she
that
true? She that is grabbed true. The microphone
Very
and
true.
Brought
Said
it up.
Very
yes.
True.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I got to worry about it.
Bring
now
it
you
up.
Brought it up. Let's all right.
Recorded.
Team Blackout.
Oh, that's so New York. Last
we filmed,
key.
We filmed it at like Stony Brook.
You going to a part where you're ready? We're going to watch this whole video. That's you?
Oh, wow. I remember these videos.
Where are you at?
She was in the blast scene dancing.
That you right there?
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Man, turn this horse shit off.
What? You like that shit? You like that
what
shit?
What is the beat? What
like,
are they saying?
Like some Little Mama shit.
That was like that time.
It was a DJ Webstar beat. It
boo.
Was bad. It was bad.
It
was around
McBoo.
That same time.
McBooey.
That's so funny.
No, I'm happy for you, T, but that shit was trash.
That was your first credit.
I don't like to tell anybody about that video, actually. I'm mad.
What are you talking about? You look like you were having a good time.
I'm at the end of
you
the Juicy J video.
You were smiling in there.
I'm at the end of the Juicy J video.
Yeah, with the meeting ones.
Let me see.
Juicy J, let me see.
Yeah, I'm at the end of it. I'll close it out.
Check that out. But yeah, you were smiling in the video. See, that's a typical girl behavior, too. You was in the video, enjoyed it. Now, years later, I don't want to
talk about
that
video. It was whack.
Sometimes you don't have the knowledge at the time. You get old like, that was corny. That was trash.
Yeah. But... That's weird. See, that's weird. Did you get paid for that? No.
Yeah, you couldn't got paid for that. Not that.
I'm about to say.
Don't take
my money and then be on a podcast years later talking about this shit was trash. Like, don't be Kanye and these niggas.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Kanye was like, yeah, I ain't fuck with that shit to begin with. Y'all niggas are trash.
The two niggas with the documentary? Oh.
No. When he talking about how he ain't fuck with all the backpack rappers that he was
cool with.
You know, we went on Drink Champs and said all them niggas was whack.
Oh, yeah.
Talib and Mose and all them niggas, like.
It was whack. Geminis, bro.
Nigga did mad work with them niggas and was like, yeah, I just used them niggas to get to y'all. Them niggas is whack. They're like,
dang.
Oh. Did you see the interview, too? They had they had those guys back on Drink Champs.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Mose Def and Talib Kweli. And
recently?
Yeah, and they did it at Dave Chappelle's house. So they went out to Dave's house. They were all hanging out there, and they recorded an episode in, like, Dave's shed. And they were asking them, like, how did you feel when you heard the clip? Like, how did you feel when you heard Kanye saying, your shit is whack and that all of these people is nothing but dudes with fitted hats on, right? Like, which, honorable mention, he goes, he tried to say it was cool he didn't mind it, but Dave Chappelle blew them niggas up. Like, nah, nigga, we saw you when you heard it. You was hurt, nigga, you know? But he said, I know the night that he's talking about. And he said it was the night that Kanye came to the stand.
Okay.
So when Kanye came to the stand and came downstairs and seen Talib on there, but it was a bunch of niggas in the room with hats on, and that's what he was referencing as far as, like, nobody comes out to see them. It's just a bunch of Flatbush niggas with their hats.
Because
he's like, yeah, it was a New York show, so all my niggas from Flatbush came out, you know what I mean? It was like dude heavy and fitted hat heavy that night.
That over off to the side, it was.
Yeah.
I mean, but they older dudes, though. That's like, they're like,
doom, 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 doom. Old nigga rap. Yeah, Quali. That's what this Quali. Just to get my hat. On my head.
Bunch of niggas missing this tooth right here.
A lot of Avex jackets.
Boom.
A lot of orange colored.
I ain't going to ask you to find this because I didn't know whether you pulled up the Juicy J video, but did you see this video? Fucking 38 Special walking around slapping a nigga because he's a rat, but he's still wearing an Avex leather. It's like... He's got the dude outside.
Bro, he sound like he wear Avex leathers, bro.
Every time I
with an untied do-rag under the hat.
Yeah. Real Dipset style.
Real G-Unit style, bro. Yeah.
That was a good song. G-Unit.
So before we get out of here, what's this? Oh, this is the video? Yeah, this is the 38 Special video.
Come here, faggot. Look at this grown man. He's a rat.
He's still got the Avex on, son.
Look at him. Didn't I say don't play with me? Look at him, y'all. Why is he doing that? Look at the rat, y'all.
Yeah.
Look at the rat.
Yeah. Tim's undone and everything.
Whoever he told on, this for y'all.
Like, this ain't even somebody he got beef with. He just saw the guy and was like, he's a rat.
He's really a lady.
Because it's like some like hipster kid, yo.
So I don't see that guy going mainstream anytime soon.
He didn't know that guy at all.
What was that?
Didn't seem like it because the way he.
Why
goes,
was he calling him a rat then? I feel like he.
Because he watched him come out of the police station with paperwork.
That's crazy, bro. Bro,
it's a weird, like, I remember
what
last
the fuck
time.
Was that?
These guys, it gets pretty insane. Yeah, like.
What was that?
Yeah, and he posted that himself. Like, he posted that.
I was crazy, bro.
Like, he was proud of that.
Yo, that was terrible, bro.
And like, I feel like he was about to cry, bro.
Like, he was about to straight cry. Like, what did I just watch? That was so bad. Those two grown men.
That was an Avirex, though. It's an Avirex leather in 2022. What else do you expect?
It was a nice Avirex, though. It's a nice Avirex jacket.
But, bro, people get confused. I'll never forget. I had a guy look at me weird. At my old neighborhood, my car got broken into. Well, not even broken into. My ex never locked the fucking doors.
Charvella never locked them goddamn doors. She don't know how to lock them doors.
Some kids going through the neighborhood. They trying all the doors. They getting a bunch of shit out of cars, right? They get a pistol out of mine. So I got to report the gun stolen, and I got to go down to the police station, you know what I mean, to clear, like, all right, there's a gun that's registered to me that was stolen. It's on the street.
Yeah.
So I go to the second floor because that's where I need to go to file my paperwork with the detectives. Niggas looking at me like I'm snitching. And I'm like, nigga, you on the second floor too. Like
you see me here, right, because you here.
Right. Like, I don't know what you're here for. I'm minding my business, but I am here on an official complaint. They look at, any niggas on the second floor snitching. And it's like, nigga, you on the second floor too. But that's how crazy that hood mentality is, man. They don't even think about it. They just see niggas, who you? What they was up there? And niggas feel the need to correct the police. Like, we don't need cops.
They be because they're the type of thing. Because like if you was to tell them what your situation was, they'd be like, oh, you got to find that yourself. We're like,
right. Meanwhile, some kids is walking around probably gonna bang somebody, and that shit's gonna come back to me. You know
exactly.
What I mean? So no, I gotta go. And when you go to file a complaint or file a report with a detective,
like, keep your head up his sauce.
Yeah, unfortunately, you have to go up on that floor.
So a complaint to
where
them
they take
is
the
a
snitches
snitch is a tattle.
Right, because they go, if you up there talking to detectives, yeah, what you talking to detectives about a gun that was stolen from me because you goddamn kids.
So he watched that guy coming out of a precinct.
That's what it sounded like, yeah. I saw that video. I thought, that's...
You get the
I thought maybe that dude snitched on him and he was just like...
Well, I don't know whether you heard him go. He go, yo, whoever he ratted on, this for y'all. Like, so it was like, yeah, he don't even know. Like, he just see the guy and decided, yeah, I got extra time on my hands.
I thought he ratted on him. I'm like, that's wild.
Well, you can't assault a person who ratted on you and then upload that to the internet either.
That's wild.
That's definitely going to get you.
Wild.
That's called interrogating a witness.
But I thought it was like a guy that ratted and it didn't work out for him.
Yeah. All right. Well,
fix it in post.
As we get to that.
Fix it in post.
We ask everybody this on the show, Napoleon. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized?
But you didn't.
Maybe you were ratting off somebody. No, I'm not.
No, I stay out of people's business like that.
That's right.
A time I should have apologized?
Yeah.
Nah, man, that's not the purpose of the show, right? No need for them. I don't know.
That's right, bro.
What did I say the last time I was here?
I don't remember. We had another guest on.
Yeah, because it was always over somebody else. Yeah, the last time you was here, I didn't apologize, although I should have, for double booking him. I forgot. Like, I literally booked you or texted you and then traded in my phone.
And Will?
Yeah. I texted you and then traded in my phone for a new one. When I got the new phone turned on, text messages, some threads were just gone.
Oh, yeah, because when I showed up, y'all was like, oh. I was like, that's right.
I never apologized for that. And I should.
Never said sorry for that shit. Never said sorry.
There was this one time Derek asked me to do a show at the Black Ass. And I forgot, but I think that he also forgot also.
Okay.
Like, it was like a week before. He's like, you want to come do, like, it was like your birthday.
Oh, Derek,
like,
was notorious for that.
He's like, you want to come do my birthday show? I was like, yeah, sure, of course. And then I totally forgot. It slipped my mind to come out there. And then I don't even think Derek even remembers.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, because that was common for us, too. Little BTS.
Behind the scenes.
yeah, it is a lot. We book people. We got to the point of so many people just not showing up that we booked. that we were just winging it many nights, man. Yep. A lot of mooks got stage time.
Because people be like, nah, I'm not.
Yeah. We had got to
that's a way. It still kept it a live show because it allowed y'all to go up and like have that moment to like riff on that shit.
Oh yeah. That's just
a part of the atmosphere. That's right. Like a fun part of
right.
it.
Right. And that's how it became kind of where more people come just to see us do our thing. You know what I mean? And they be like, all right, the people that come on, they're just like, it's just an extension of the podcast now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a live podcast, but instead of us sitting down behind a table and just today, we do it standing up and jumping around.
Trying to tell them jokes.
Jump. There's literally so much footage of us jumping around
dipping and dopping, like falling, laughing.
Jackasses. Just walk on stage and be like, what was that? We're like, oh, shit.
What happened there? Y'all saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing I think people like about Black Ass. And we talked about this. White people started to love Black Ass because it gave them the ability to be honest.
Yeah. People were like, I feel free in this room.
Yeah, because they were able to say, oh,
I didn't like that.
Yeah, we're allowed to laugh at the stuff that didn't work. Okay, you know what I mean? And then white people kind of started bringing other white people like, there's this show where it's okay to be rude to the people who didn't do well.
The people who do well, they do well. But the people who bomb...
Because white people, you know, they're always very patient.
No, what it is, they'll just be quiet, which is fine. If it doesn't work, they'll just be like, which is fine.
Yeah, that's the problem with black people. We're never quiet when we don't like what's going on.
We respond, bro. We like ad-libs. We like, the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck? You heard that shit?
You heard that shit?
It's like...
Like it's not other people around enjoying the show.
Or boo. That's a classic one.
Boo.
Yeah. Like, to this day, even though we enjoy, and we've all gone collectively as a group to movies and yelled out in the theater.
Wonderful time.
Nothing like being with a team of niggas that, like, ain't nobody gonna chuck us.
Here's the funny thing, right? You were doing that in North Carolina, right?
I would do that here, too, though.
But I'm saying...
Yeah.
It was a thing there, too. Like, it's a thing. I don't know where we learned this collectively.
We just owned it, bro.
You owned it.
As a people, we all got the same lesson.
I've been doing that since I was a kid. Yeah. Wait till some quiet part come, try to throw some hot shit out there. Let the little girls laugh at you. Come on, man.
See, but everybody, here's the thing. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I went to go see this movie. It was like a horror movie. And it was like, I can't remember which one it was. It was like one with like a scary girl coming out of some shit.
Yeah.
The Ring.
Yeah, probably that one, right? But like, I was in this theater and it was like all white people and they were loud as fuck throughout the movie. And I was like, maybe this is just a teenager thing. Like, I was like maybe 15 at the time or something like that.
Okay,
but everybody was in there, was just loud at it. And it, honestly, I remember watching it a year later, like on DVD, and being like, I'm glad I watched it with people being loud. That shit was scary as fuck.
Oh, okay.
If they would have been quiet in that theater, I'd be like, that.
The whole purpose of a scary movie is to be with a packed theater and make it less scary, right?
Like, no, but people were like just heckling in general. Like, absolutely. Just like, it wasn't like they were being like reacting to what was happening. Yeah. They were like just being dicks in there. And I was just like, all right, this is wild. It made it less scary, though.
So white people do it, too. I don't know.
But it was like all kids from like my high school and high schools around. Like, it was like we were all like, you know,
I went and saw 8 Mile in the theater. All in high school. We was fucking tripping it.
Yeah.
Screaming, carrying on. Yeah, that shit was great.
Dude, I'm curious about that, man. If you made it to this part of the show, drop a comment. Let us know, like, what nationality you are and how many of you would go to the movie to make it loud. I'm curious. I wonder whether all nationalities.
I wasn't expecting that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Us. Is that air actually on? It's hot.
I tried to. We're going to wrap this up because it's getting hot.
It's hot.
Oh, you know what? I learned this from my... I got these in my apartment. If any of them are on heat, it switches over. One can't be on heat while others are on AC, so nothing will come out. I remember I thought my shit was broken. It was like my roommate would still have fucking heat on, so my shit wouldn't switch over to cold.
Let's start a house fight.
This hot shit up.
Yeah, because they all on one thing.
Niggas feel like niggas slapboxing here.
Yeah. I got layers on because it's cold outside. Yeah, you know? I got to go get a coat, too. Although, now I don't have to get a coat for Winnipeg because y'all scared me with that shit. Y'all made me think I was going to have to spend some real money on it.
We
got to push back.
Oh, to when, though?
March.
Which it might be warmer. Oh, yeah. Well, Aaron Berg was saying December, it's going to be brutal, and you're going to need like a coat.
Like a snorkel?
And I'm still not, what is your coat budget? Like, you're a normal person.
Yeah.
What would you spend on a winter coat for a winter in New York?
Probably a couple hundred.
A couple hundred?
Yeah.
You've done that, or that's what you expect to pay?
I mean, I've done that. I mean,
we pay like 400. You pay 400 for a coat?
Three, four. But it's not always like on the line. It's like, you know, three and change, or even like two. But sometimes I find good prices on coats too.
Yeah. Okay.
So that always happens.
I thought I was gonna have to buy like a $700.
Nah, bro.
Coat to go to Canada, and I ain't want to buy. Cause I don't want to wear that in the train. It's too hot to wear that in the city.
We'll go on later. And you'll get
Spend that much money, but like I feel like you could find a good, like a third of that price,
and be warm. I just want to be warm. Yeah, I need to be fly.
I mean, it's just a type of coat, and you'll probably still be fly, bro. Hmm.
All right, Napoleon. One more time. Where can the people find you if they're looking for you online?
You can find me at Napoleon Emile. NapoleonEmill.
Yeah, that's two L's on there.
That's
Napoleon.
Napoleon Emil. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram.
Twitter, Instagram.
TikTok, Venmo, Cash App. All of it the same handle.
At least you got Venmo and Cash App. A lot of black people just have
I also
Cash
got
App.
Zelle, so hit that up too.
I got Venmo and Cash App.
Yeah?
Even though I don't like the apps, but I got them.
You don't like them?
But that's what happens when you do hood shows and alt shows. You got to get Cash App and Venmo.
Yeah. Hey man, tell them something.
Yeah,
it's hot in here.
Hood shows be like, I don't even know my password. That's what they'll tell you.
Yeah, T, say goodbye to the people.
Peace, everyone. Come out every weekend, Sunday. Black Ass Comedy Show.
Black Ass Comedy Show, y'all.
66 Greenpoint. All right, Derek, say goodbye to the people.
You know what y'all got to do. You better go to the great boy or whatever, but you better talk to God and eat them vegetables.
And I'm the God. No need for apologies.